Well, we've all seen and heard of all the damage going on here, especially in the Missouri River Basin, with the flooding that's happened here in this early spring season. And a lot of folks have wondered, how exactly is it that I can help out? There are a lot of organizations and individuals and groups that have stepped up to help out. And here's another way that you can help out, too. Hy-Vee and KJAN helping to partner up to provide an opportunity to help some of these folks out who do so desperately, in some cases, need that assistance. We're going to talk about that this morning. Mandy Parks is in with us this morning. Mandy is the Human Resources Manager here at the Atlantic. Hy-Vee, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming by.
Oh, not a problem.
And I see you dragged this guy along with you.
Yeah, he's my husband, so I thought it would be the nice thing to do.
You just don't have much choice, huh? Chris Parks, our program and sports director here at KJAN, in with us this morning. Thanks for coming down the hall.
Yeah, long walk.
Well, you know, and it's a long way around if you're trying to get in some of those flood-prone areas now this year, too. You guys both have experience in these areas. Mandy, I'm going to start with you. You had personal experiences here this time with the flooding.
Yes, I am originally from Pacific Junction. I grew up there. I still have a lot of family in the area, a lot of childhood friends that live in the area that have lost everything in the flood in Pacific Junction.
Chris, you too have plenty of friends, family in the Mills County area.
Yeah, lots of friends that live down there in that area that have been flooded as well. And then, of course, just a lot of people that you know from growing up in the area. You know, grew up around Glenwood in different parts. I did spend some time living in the Pacific Junction area. And, of course, Glenwood and Pacific Junction are kind of one and the same, you know, one community that everybody's going to the same school district, and you know all those people.
Absolutely. Well, Hy-Vee and KJAN are teaming up to help out some of those flood victims in Mills County, and it might seem odd for me to be asking questions about involvement and whatever else, but honestly, our involvement here at KJAN was simply Chris coming in and saying, hey, here's what we'd like to do. Is it okay? And I think I said, sure. that was my the amount of my involvement. But Mandy, did you kind of get this kind of spearheaded a little bit to work on this project?
Yeah, I went to Abby, our store director, and asked if it would be okay if we collected monetary donations at the cash register for that Mills County Flood Fund. I just thought it would add an extra way for people to be able to donate to that fund without having to, you know, get online and find that donation spot, especially since I know so many of the people in the Atlantic community aren't super tech savvy. And, just the convenience of just being able to tell the cashier, oh, I just want to round up, 50 cents, or I want to donate $1, $5, just to kind of make that process a little easier for people. And she said, yep, go ahead and do it. Yeah.
Any donation. Doesn't
Any
matter
donation,
how big or small.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can do that just as easy as right at the register.
Yep. Yeah. So if you only have 50 cents to spare and you want to, you know, round up your order, you can. If you want to donate 100, you can. We've had several people that have, you know, just done just that, either, you know, rounded up their order. So it kind of makes balancing that checkbook a little easier at the end of the month. Or people that, you know, have brought in checks for, you know, 100 or $50 or whatever it is that they felt comfortable donating.
So even if they're not shopping that day, they can just stop in and drop off a check or money or do whatever they want.
Yep. They can go to any of their cash registers or customer service and donate that way. So
and make that work. Oh, very good. That works out well. Chris, I assume that was something that Mandy approached you about then.
Yeah. You know, of course, she had a lot of people at the store reach out to her because she knew that or they knew that she was impacted with her family and friends there. And, they're trying to find some way that we can help out. And she came up with, this idea. You know, it's hard to go back and forth. There's so many ways that folks have been helping out, and it's been awesome to see the outpouring of support that's been out there. And a lot of it has been in the form of things that people needed. Of course, water is a big issue there now with the boil order, and it sounds like maybe a no-consumption order at some point for a while. But those donations have rolled in a big way from a lot of people. They're almost kind of at full capacity with that stuff right now. So, you know, we're trying to think of a way that would be most impactful to help those people and help those people specifically in that area. And that's why You know, she decided to have the money donated to the Mills County Flood Fund.
Sure. Well, and we've seen in a lot of disasters over time, no matter what kind of disaster it is, donating money is always easier because it's easier to get money from one place to another than to truck items. We've had some other groups doing some things, trucking items, collecting items and trucking them to locations. That's great, but we're talking about flooding. It's hard to get around in some of these locations, and to make sure that you're getting the things that you need to the people that need them at the time, money's easy to move. So that helps out a lot. We have a number of different ways for folks to be able to do this. You mentioned at the registers, but I see like websites and things like that too that folks can use.
Yeah, if folks aren't, you know, that they do want to go online and donate to this fund, and I guess I should explain a little bit too more about what it is. It's connected to the Mills County Community Foundation. So folks that are familiar with the Cass County, Audubon County, all those counties here in southwest Iowa that are through the Omaha Foundation that runs this, they set up a separate fund specifically for flood relief. So it's going to be distributed through the Department of Public Health there in Mills County. That's how people are going to apply, and then they will be dispersing to those people that have been directly affected by the flooding. So if you do want to go online, you can go to omahafoundation.org. You'll select Southwest Iowa, and then you'll select the Mills County Flood Fund. So there are a couple of drop downs to find it. So if you want to do it that way, we're, you know, certainly not going to discourage you from doing it in that manner. And there are a number of banks in that Glenwood, Mills County area that are accepting money that's going to that fund too.
Very good. Well, connecting like that with the Omaha Foundation, something so many folks around here are very familiar with already, instant credibility. So that makes people know that and feel good that they know that their money's going to go for what it was intended for.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the reason why I wanted to do that.
Yeah, we really, you know, there's a lot of GoFundMe sites out there, and you know, it's kind of hard to be able to tell exactly what's credible and what's not credible, and that's part of the reason why we decided, you know, the Mills County Flood Fund was a good place for people's donations to go to, you know, and it kind of, you know, makes it so where it's a little more concentrated on, you know exactly on what community that money is going to go to, whereas some other donation spots, you know, it's just kind of going to a fund for everybody affected in 2019, which, I mean, I think is very important. But, you know, my focus was, and I think Chris can kind of agree, we really wanted to make sure that we were kind of supporting our hometowns in this case, if that makes sense.
Well, and in a way, too, Atlantic's a Hawkeye 10 community. Glenwood's a Hawkeye 10 community. I mean, you know, you kind of stick together when you're all in it the same way.
Our neighbors, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right down the road. Can you talk a little bit about the impact that's been going on? Because you guys have personal experiences down there through friends and family and what have you. And I know you've watched people really have to struggle, and you don't know what it's going to... We don't really have plans for this type of thing in our minds. I mean, what do you do? It's all kind of a snap decision when these types of disasters happen. You know, how do you deal with them when you have to be displaced for a long period of time? And then what happens after that? You know, what do you grab in a short period of time when you have to get out? I mean, these are all things we don't think about.
No, and I think, you know, it's been really tough for a lot of these folks because it was kind of a, you know, short-lived, oh, no, we need to get people out quick kind of situation. They didn't have much time to think about what they were going to do and plan and get their items out. So yeah, when you lose everything, you have to start to all over and think about your plan and what you're going to do to recover. There are a lot of resources out there, luckily, that are going to help these people get back on their feet, and we hope that this effort's going to be, you know, something that's part of that. But yeah, you know, and it's hard to see, and obviously we don't know personally exactly how that feels, but just being connected to it, you realize the emotions that people are probably dealing with here.
Sure. Mandy, I know your grandparents live in Pacific, or did live in Pacific Junction. Yeah. Now they're staying elsewhere, but do they have a sense of humor at all about this?
Oh, you know.
You almost have to.
Yeah, you know it. I think for a lot of people, one of the hardest things has been, you know, they're very much so Pacific Junction has a lot of multi-generations living within a small space. So, you know, my step-grandmother is who I lived with. Her father lives across the street, and her brother lives next door. And I know that's the case for many other people that live in Pacific Junction, too. So I think for a lot of them, the hardest is, you know, those people that you normally would have relied on to in these kinds of situations are also struggling the same situation, which kind of makes it difficult. Glenwood's been fantastic, I think, in supporting those people that are displaced. It is very tough, though, to see your loved ones have nothing, you know, to know that they just have a suitcase worth of items. You know, I know that, you know, while shopping in Target over the weekend, you know, like listening to people in line, talking to their children and, you know, about having nothing, you know, a kid wanting a toy and mom mm-hmm. having to say, no, we need to buy this because we have nothing right now. Like, right. that's not a priority. It really kind of makes everything in your life be put into perspective, you know, like looking around your own home and just seeing stuff. Kind of, you know, when you make a purchase, just knowing that it may, you know, for somebody else, that would really make a big difference, whether it's a $5 item or, you know, a bigger ticket item. Sure. But yeah,
you know, whether it's grandparents or someone who has young children, it's tough on everybody. But yeah, when you talk about with young children involved too, they don't understand this. They just think things are going to be back to normal tomorrow. And it's not going to be, as we well know. This is, we haven't even hit flood season yet. And all the levees are gone now. And we've got all kinds of problems and issues going on when the snow melt up north really does kick into high gear. We don't know how long or how bad this is going to be yet. Mm-hmm. So if folks can help out in any way, that would be awesome. We know there have been a lot of different fundraising efforts already. This is just another one. It's another opportunity for folks to help to provide to some of those folks who need that assistance that we hope we don't need someday. So again, Mandy, it's just stop by Hy-Vee and do those donations at the register.
Yep. Just tell your cashier that you'd like to donate money to the Mills County Flood Fund. It's as simple as that. And like I said, it could be, you know, 1 cent. It could be $1, $5, more than that. It's really up to you. We didn't set a dollar amount that you needed to donate. So
whatever you're comfortable with.
That's right.
And Chris, if they want to do that online?
Yeah, they can do that. Go to omahafoundation.org, and then you'll go to Southwest Iowa and then search for the Mills County Flood Fund. And if anybody has any other issues or, you know, they want to get it to us some other way, feel free to contact us. We'll get you, you know, directed in the right place to get that money where it needs to go.
Very good. So we appreciate the opportunity to work with Hy-Vee on this. Glad that you, Mandy, and Hy-Vee took the lead in the effort here. Thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.